2 months ago, Madison officers fatally shot a disturbed man who had barricaded himself into a gas station bathroom. It's unclear whether Victor Montero Diaz was indeed mentally ill or if instead he was in a cocaine-induced psychosis that prompted him to falsely claim he was being kidnapped. The dispute over the cause for the man's state of mind is just one reason why Madison's police chief thinks his department should not radically change its policy on responding to incidents where the suspect is unstable. Chief Noble Ray is rejecting calls from mental health officials and members of the Hispanic community to adopt what's called the Memphis Model. It's a method which relies on a team of officers specially trained in de-escalation techniques, such as talking to a suspect, not shouting commands. Officers are also encouraged to use the least amount of force possible when dealing with the mentally ill. Chief Ray says his officers are already trying to do this.
I believe that the model has certain aspects of it that are positive, that we can learn from, that we just sit down and talk about. But there's reasons why there are 600 police departments in the state of Wisconsin, 17,000 in the United States, and a little over 70 have adopted the Memphis model.
Two Wisconsin cities use the Memphis model, Milwaukee and Appleton. But Madison's police chief says he wants all his officers to be able to respond appropriately to situations that might involve mentally unstable suspects, not just a few who are specially trained. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.